on your Tuesday morning. Scott Chisholm's father committed suicide 28 years ago. Now, the Thunder Bay firefighter is launching a project today to help erase the stigma around the issue. Scott Chisholm is putting together a book of photographs of those left behind by suicide. Children, siblings, parents, and friends. It's tentatively titled Collateral Damage, Images of Those Left Behind by Suicide. So here's some of what he has to say now about the issue of suicide and about his project.
When I was 16, my father died by suicide. I guess the experience of what it was like has changed my whole life, and so it's changed throughout my life as well. But at the time, it changed it forever. It was so dramatic. Surely, there's alcoholism in the family. There's depression with my dad. A lot of that was I learned later on in life. I knew a little bit about it then. But the depression was definitely there. There's a lot of stress on him. He owned his own business. Like I say, the alcoholism. It was, there's certainly no classics when it comes to suicide, but it's certainly, you could see it. It changed the boy. It changed the man that I am today. It left me, at that time in my life, I so badly needed a father. And to have that taken away, to say that I was lost was it. I was at a transitional time in my life, and even for my family, within my family, there was 5 siblings, and the ages ranged from 11 to 21. And my youngest sister, to see her face when she learned of it was just, she was always, and she is today, she's sort of come around, I guess, but she was the softest, sweetest 11-year-old you could know, and physically you could see in her face the moment she found out it turned to stone. The muscles in her face, I remember the look, and I don't know how an 11-year-old, I've got an 11-year-old, I don't know how they could deal with that. I just don't. For me, I was getting ready to go off to college, go away, and I wanted to go away anyway, and this changed it a lot, but I think it made me have to go out and find who I was a lot quicker, and at the same time, totally confused the whole aspect of who am I. I was left with such a dramatic question of why. Even though I could look back and see the alcoholism, I could see the depression, but why would he do this? Why would he do it to me? Why would he do it to himself? I couldn't understand it, because I just, I've always just loved life, and I think I'm like a lot of people who can't understand suicide. So, I can't imagine anybody doing that, and it's taken me many, many years to really understand, why he would have. I think the stigma is something that I learned along the way. New people that I'd meet would ask about family, would ask about my father, or ask about my family, and I'd say my father died. And sure enough, you're just waiting for the question. How did he die? And I never held it back from anybody. I know others who have, but I've never. And I'd say he died by suicide. And the reactions that I've seen through my whole life were so consistent, and so sometimes I found them, most often they were well-meaning, almost to a point where they immediately felt like I was a piece of china, didn't want to drop me, didn't want to break it. So they stopped the conversation, they would go away, but you could certainly see the patterns of the stigma tied to it based on what they believe, based on their experience, but it was truly there, and just the word itself, the word alone shuts people up.
Me
Amazing, amazing story. That's Scott Chisholm talking about a project he's launching today. He will be the phone-in guest, by the way, this afternoon on Ontario Today. And if you want to find out more about his particular project, there is a website, Left Behind by Suicide, all one word, leftbehindbysuicide.org. 21 minutes now past 6 o'clock here on a Tuesday morning. Now, we're going to shift gears just a little right now. Susan Aglukkaq, who has won fame around the world for her incredible songwriting skills and her incredible music, we're playing music from Aboriginal artists throughout the week in the lead-up to National Aboriginal Day on June 21st. So let's go back now to 1995. Here she is this morning with OCM.